justice. The scheme that I am now arguing for here is indeed unorthodox, yet it is based on geometrical and physical ideas which are very soundly based. Although something entirely different, this proposal turns out to have strong echoes of the old steady state model. I wonder what Dennis Sharma would have made of it. Prologue. With his eyelids half closed, as the rain pelted down on him and the spray from the river stung his eyes, Tom peered into the swirling torrents as the water rushed down the mountainside. "Wow!" he said to his Aunt Priscilla, an astrophysics professor from the University of Cambridge, who had taken him to this wonderful old mill, preserved in excellent working order. "Is it always like this? No wonder all that old machinery can be kept buzzing around at such great speed." "I don't think it's always this energetic," said Priscilla, standing next to him behind the railing at the side of the river and raising her voice somewhat so as to be heard over the noise of the rushing water. "The water's much more violent than usual today because of all this wet weather. You can see down there that a good portion of the water has had to be diverted away from the mill. Usually they would not do this because they would have to make the most of a much more sedate flow. But now there's far more energy in the flow than is needed for